Sunday is One With Them Sunday. Every year, Open Doors Canada invites all Canadians to stand with and pray for our brothers and sisters who are captive for their faith, as hard as that is to believe in a world that we live in today, and their families. And from Open Doors Canada, we have Reverend Gary Stagg with us. Good morning.
Good morning. Nice to talk to you again.
Now, Open Doors Canada does really great work in our nation here, and maybe people aren't familiar with Open Doors. What does the organization do?
Open Doors, as an organization, is a global organization that works in more than 70 countries around the world, and basically we come alongside persecuted Christians wherever they are in the world and support them in whatever way we can, in whatever way they're asking for us to support them.
Hmm. I did a quick explanation of One With Them, but maybe fill us in on a little bit more of the details about the day coming up this Sunday.
Yeah, so One With Them is something that we do every June, and it's really a focus that we have for the whole month, but then it culminates on the last Sunday of the month, and that is for, you know, a day, we call it a day for captive Christians. Mm-hmm. And the idea really sprung from, you know, we know that many people are being held captive for their faith. I mean, I hear it on my end, you know, daily, of another person that's being incarcerated for their faith, you know, abducted, taken and put in prison, whatever the case may be. They're just being held against their will, obviously. And, you know, we often hear about these things, but then, you know, we hear the story and then we kind of forget about these people. And some of these people, like, I mean, I think of a number of pastors in Eritrea that have been in prison for more than 20 years. Mm. And, you know, they're languishing away in prison. We heard their story at the beginning when they first went into prison, but then we can easily forget. And so it was really birthed from, you know, when one day I was reading Acts chapter 12, and there's a verse there that says, so Peter was held in prison. And it was just the way I read it was just like he was held in prison, but the church prayed fervently for him. Mm. And of course, we know, you know, the results of those prayers.
Yeah.
And I thought, how fervently are we praying for our brothers and sisters that are being held in prison? You know, we tell the story, we pray for them, but oftentimes they're just forgotten about. And so One With Them is to remind us that there are thousands upon thousands of our brothers and sisters today that are being held captive around the world. And we just want to stand with them, just as Hebrews says, you know, pray for them, remember them as if you were in prison with them.
Mm. I know it's tough to keep records on this kind of thing because of the nature of what's going on, but is there any idea that we have so of how many Christians worldwide are currently in captivity?
Well, you know, let me give you one little perspective, and that is, if we think about the most dangerous place in the world to be a Christian today, it's North Korea. And we estimate that there are at least 60,000 Christians being held in labor camps, in prison camps in North Korea. Give me some perspective on that. That's more than the entire prison population in Canada.
Wow, my goodness.
And I'm talking about not just Christians, obviously, in Canada, but the entire system. And that is our brothers. Those are our brothers and sisters in North Korea, more than 60,000 of them.
Wow. How can Canadians get involved this coming Sunday?
Well, you know what? Just pray, which is what they ask us to do. And we are having a prayer event, an online event at 7 o'clock on Sunday night. And you can go to our website, our YouTube channel, and join that and be there. In, you know, we're going to talk about the different stories and so on, and then take moments throughout that evening to pray. And so we invite people to be a part of that event. And and basically, you know, when we ask these people that what should we do for you, and they always say, pray and don't forget about us. And so, you know, that's what we're doing. We just want to engage people. And people, you want to find out more information, read stories about these brothers and sisters, you can always head over to our website at opendoorscanada.ca, .org, and you can get all kinds of information, download resources for praying, look at the World Watch List, you know, in many of the countries that we work in. Just a wealth of information that people can find there.
And it's One With Them 2024. It's happening this Sunday. Take some time maybe at church and pray for those who are in captivity for their faith. Reverend Gary Stagg from Open Doors Canada, thanks for being with us.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure to be with you.